Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Monday, I visited with the lead agronomist for Peterson Farm Seed, Rick Swenson. Are you blowing away out there? Or are you in your cab of your truck? Or are you at work?
I was blown away this morning. It was cold.
Oh, man. Well, you've been the road warrior. Actually, you and I missed out on a chance to get together on Friday, but you've been putting on a lot of miles looking at farm fields from Minnesota. West Central Minnesota is kind of your primary area, but you travel all over North Dakota. I'm assuming you're also into South Dakota. So what are you seeing out there?
You know, everything we do basically boils down to 45 days in the spring. Our whole year revolves around that time period, and we're kind of at the peak of that bell curve right now. So trying to get out to as many places as possible and get the crop in the ground.
Most of the area I'm guessing you're covering has had moisture, though, unless you drove well into South Dakota or well into North Dakota. So I would imagine that a good chunk of the planting now done in West Central Minnesota?
I'm getting there. I think most guys will finish the corn this week, and beans should finish a lot of them next week. And talking to the guys out west, too, some of them, not many waiting for rain, but most guys are getting the crop in. And probably the same thing, maybe by the end of the week or early next week, should be finishing up with a lot of those corn and beans.
Okay. Yeah, well, they're not yet. Yeah, they're not too far west. At least what I'm hearing. Anything west of Jamestown or north of Jamestown, it gets to be pretty powder dry up there. So what did you send me? Was that corn or what did you send me pictures of the seed? I'm actually just pulling it up on my phone, but somebody did some planting last week on Friday or whatever it happened to be, and there's a lot of germination already.
Yeah, some of that stuff, corn and beans both, actually okay. Has been in about 10 days, got in early, and you know, a lot of it was only quarter inch, half inch on Friday. And with that heat we had over the weekend, there's some beans getting ready to crack the ground. And even the corn sprouts, they're about an inch long.
Yeah.
We get these sunny days and warm the soil up even more. I know the temperatures don't look real good for the next 2 weeks, but 50s, 60s, I'll take that.
Okay. Rick, what are some of the big questions that you're getting right now from the different growers that you visit with?
You hit it on the head. You know, if you go west, it's how dry it is. A lot of the guys out there was getting some questions last week about moisture down at 3 and 4 inches and how deep you can go. The guys around here kind of just putting the hammer down and getting the crop in. You know, guys were a little worried, oh, you know, soil temperature's right at 50, but where we're at in this stage of the game with it being May, I'm encouraging everybody to keep the hammer down.
Yeah. About planting conditions, you know, when you look back at the years, and we'll just talk about West Central Minnesota right now because I think things are pretty darn good. As far as conditions go, when we look back in your last 6, 7, 8 years, what is there any comparison to this year?
You know, 2017 was a pretty nice year. We started getting into the wet cycle with 18, 19, which was kind of a residual into 20. And this is about the nicest conditions we've had since the spring of 2017, really across the board. The ground is mellow and the guys are able to pretty much get in anywhere they want right now.
Which is fantastic. Still busy, still delivering a lot of seed or different products out there, or things kind of settled down, or depending on, I guess, again, back to who you're delivering to.
Yeah, it depends on the hour of the day.
Right.
A lot of different directions going on, getting seed out, you know, everything is staged at the warehouse. Basically, in the next 2 weeks, everything's going to be done. So we've got everything ready to go. And if guys are in a 911 and need something real quick, we've got it staged and to get it out to them right away. So
okay.
I know I was talking to the research guys, and in the end, we're going to have about 50,000 data points across the tri-state here. And so we were calculating out how many feet a row. And actually calculated to, and we're about 173 miles of plot in the tri-state. So wow. We should get a good look at everything this summer.
Again, that's Rick Swenson from Peterson Farm Seed. This is Inside Agriculture.